Blue Jay Fever coast to coast to coast. Huge audience on television for Friday and Saturday's game around the world. Here in Canada, record numbers watching the Jays. And there was this lady that I noticed getting some attention in the Toronto Blue Jays, and the fans consider her to be a lucky charm for the Blue Jays. We tracked her down this weekend. She's going to join the conversation shortly. Let's welcome Carla Courtney to the show. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're welcome. Getting a lot of attention.
The sweater is getting attention, and it's hilarious, but it's great.
Well, we'll get into that next here on Mix 97. So, joining us this morning is Carla Courtney. She is legendary now, coast to coast to coast, with this Toronto Blue Jay sweater she's been knitting. And Carla says she only knits on game days. Carla's with the show this morning from TO. Are you almost done the sweater, Carla?
Well, I'm pacing myself because I'm hoping for a win in six, but I'm getting close. I'm hoping to finish the body today during game three.
Good. I saw manager John Snyder and you on CBC last week. And
yeah. He
gave you a big kiss, and he kissed the sweater.
Not me. No kisses for me. I think he did kiss the sweater. So it was a complete coincidence. I ran into him in front of the Rogers Center. I was walking to do that CBC interview,
yeah. And
he was just there. And I walked up to him. There was a few people around, but not many. And I said, "Hi, and can you kiss my sweater?" And he didn't even blink. It's like he understood what to do. He's like, yeah, okay. And then he said, "Is this good luck?" And then someone screamed out, "Yes, it is!" And they kissed it. And that was before game one, so that was pretty cool.
And what do you take when people say that Carla Courtney has become a lucky charm for the Blue Jays? You must love it.
It's pretty hilarious. Being a 92-93 fan, this whole thing is like a fever dream, really, because at the end of the day, I'm a Torontonian, but I live in the UK. I started knitting this for myself during game four and sharing it online. And, you know, as an artisan, you obviously want, you know, attention on your work. But this is unbelievable. I would have never expected anything like this. And I certainly don't, I think the Jays are doing this. I don't think I am. But what I find hilarious and what's so Canadian about this is that there seem to be a few people of focus during these games. And it's essentially a muscly guy who sits behind home plate, Eugene Levy, Geddy Lee, and a sweater. And I just think that that's so Canadian, and it's hilarious.
Don't forget Colonel Sanders.
He's there, too. Carla, I was curious about, I have difficulty staying up for the 8 o'clock first pitch, and you're over in the UK for a lot of these games. How do you keep the commitment? Is there an afternoon nap as part of your day?
Yeah, it is. I work remotely, so I'm able to manage my own time. So as long as I can get my work done, I do it. And, you know, I have the excitement of a 12-year-old. I said it a couple times, but at the moment, I'm not 44. I do feel like I'm 12, and I'm just running on fumes. Like, I'm too excited. I wouldn't be able to sleep anyway, so I was just doing it. But this summer, I did say to my, so I was home for a visit, and I'd been to two games, and I said to my family, when the Jays make the series, I'm coming home. And then for game six, so after they lost in Seattle, my sister had been watching ticket prices, and the tickets did go down a lot in price. Mm-hmm. So I guess people were, so my sister got me a ticket, and she was like, "Get home," because she knows I have a lot of points. I was like, okay. So I came home, and then I watched game six, and then, you know, there's a little bit of, some people were talking about the sweater. I did, and then my high school friend got tickets to game seven. You know, I paid him for it, but he said, "Do you want to come?" I said, "Yep." So him and I went to game seven, And then I was like, okay, now I am going to be knitting it at the World Series.
All right, Carla, I'm just really curious about the knitting part because people don't knit that much anymore. So how did you get into this?
So one thing I would say from this experience is that more people knit than you think. Even someone from the CBC control room contacted me and was like, he's a big knitter and was showing me all this stuff he's knitting. And there seem to be a lot of knitters in Toronto, but maybe it just is less visible. But my dad is from Newfoundland, and he grew up on a really small island called Woody Island, and they had no electricity and no running water, and my grandma reared sheep. So she knit everything. Like, I'm talking about, she knit underwear. So I guess as a form of child care during summers, I spent my summers with my grandparents in Newfoundland, and my nanny taught me how to knit.
Well, great job getting...
And I knit and watch Jay's game.
Yeah.
Great job getting those needles into the game.
Yeah.
I just know the first time I went, so first of all, it's not on the list of prohibited items, but I suppose they are a bit sharp. But
well, thank you. Finish your thought. Yeah, finish your thought.
No, but my friend basically yelled at them, was like, it's a famous knitter.
Carla Courtney joining us this morning from Toronto. She lives in the UK. She's a Canadian, and she's one of the lucky charms for the Jays this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Okay, we've been asking our guests the score for tonight. What do you see the final score going to be tonight, Carla?
Don't put that pressure on me, but we're going to say the Jays are going to win.
Score?
Okay. Yeah.
What's the score?
6-3?
Okay. Thanks, Carla. You have a great day.